Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
So why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alana. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Okay, so this was in 1996. And we had just moved out here to Black Diamond, so new bedroom. And I was asleep. And I woke up to a sound. And I was like, what, what's going on? And kind of rolled over, and he wasn't there, meaning my husband. And he was pissing between on the corner of the house. He was peeing in our bedroom.
I've been guilty of that.
Yeah, me too.
So the question I want to know is, had you guys been drinking the night? Because the only time I've done that, I went to bed drunk. I've never just done it on a sober sleep.
Well, yeah, that's a positive.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I did it on the corner of my bed.
I've done it. I peed on a girlfriend I was dating. I was wake up to, I kind of snap out. I'm like, what the F are you doing? And I realize what I'm doing in that moment. I'm like, oh, God, man, I am so sorry. And obviously, it's an honest mistake. But in that moment, they don't want to hear that. They are very, very unhappy.
No.
Yeah. I tried to poop in the bedroom chair once when we first moved here. Just hear my wife in the middle of the night. It's dark in the room. The F are you doing? Like, I'm taking an ass. Why do you care? She's like, you're sitting on the bedroom chair. I'm like, oh, good looking out, babe. Mm-hmm. My bad. Go ahead into the bathroom.
I told my stepdad one time. I was like, look, man, I there's a bird in my room. I said, it flies at night. And he's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, I'm telling you, there's a bird. I'm like, I'm sleeping with the door open tonight.
Yeah.
Because that was my thing. I'm going to sleep with a light on. I'm going to sleep that way. If there's a bird in my room, it'll fly out, you know, into the hallway. So I'm asleep. Next thing I know, I hear like what sounds like a lightsaber duel going on inside my home. There's my stepfather swinging my wiffle ball, my yellow wiffle ball.
Yeah, a little thin ass, yeah.
Which is maybe an inch and a half in diameter. It's not very...
It's an official wiffle ball
bat. It's not the biggest one you've ever seen. He's just...
Because he keeps missing it, right?
It's a bat.
Yeah.
And it's just flying through there.
That's
man.
A bird that flies at night.
It does. And so I was right. There was a bird. There was something flying in my room.
Yeah.
I knew it for a fact. Also, the fact that there was bird poop all over my room.
Guano.
So I knew that there was something in my room because it was on my pillow. It was on my...
What did he think that was? When you say, hey, I'm telling you, there's something in my room, and you can point at a pile of ass. Like, do you think I did this? Like,
I'm the same guy then that's hiding my poop underwear.
At the bottom.
And picking my nose and wiping it on the wall by my bed. So I think I was trying to...
He just thought it was another thing you're doing.
I'm probably just trying to hide everything I can, man. But then he goes, and he gets one of his wooden tennis rackets. And for whatever reason, back in the day, I don't know what was up with men, but their tennis racket was kind of like their prized possession. It was almost like on the same scale of their bike.
Same as my dad.
You could not
touch him. But he didn't play tennis.
Well, my dad had Italian racing bikes. Yeah, like, you know, Bob Jackson.
Yeah, but the tennis racket.
The tennis racket was like, you
know. But he didn't play tennis.
But they were wooden, and I don't know if they were expensive, but it was a giant thing in my house, too. But like,
did they play tennis?
Never.
That's what I'm saying.
But they were wooden.
Right.
You couldn't touch my dad's.
No. Do like not was, touch the
sack. Like it was a Wilson or a Spalding.
You don't play tennis. I am actually asking if I can use this because I'm like, I'm going to go play tennis.
Well, the difference was, in all fairness, on a wooden tennis, some people taped the tops of them. Most people did not.
Yeah.
If you gave your kid a wooden tennis racket, as many times as you scrape that racket,
you're going to break it. Sure.
You're inevitably going to break it.
But again, if I break your tennis racket, what did I prevent you from doing? Because you don't play tennis.
But he's got this tennis racket. He goes and grabs his. And that's when he just absolutely smacked the life out of that bat.
Man. Yeah.
And when you looked, the tennis racket used to have this, within the webbing of the tennis racket, the Wilson ones had a W in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the W was red. And now the middle of that tennis racket was all red because when he hit that thing, he exploded the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bat hit the wall. So there's a blood stain on the wall. There's a blood stain on the tennis racket. And he took the dead bat and threw it out the window, whatever the deal was. I remember most of this. But the next morning, he had to get up earlier before I went to school. But later on that evening, he's like, "You're right, man." I was like, "How did you know?" And he's like, "Because it flew into their room."
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And when he got up, it flew back into my room. So he'd been dueling with this thing for a couple of different bedrooms. But
I remember when we lived out in the woods. My brother, whatever reason, he's the nicest guy. So karma just decided it's going to treat him like ass early in his life. And then the rest of his life will be fine. But live out in the woods. Everyone lives in the exact same home. We have the exact same problems. Except him. For whatever reason, once a year, a single cricket would find its way into his room. We think it was in the closet. We never found it. But they're so loud when they're indoors, all right? And it's just one. And we'd go to bed, and I could kind of hear it in my room through the wall. But, I mean, it's in his room. And I don't know how many decibels those things are, but it's so much louder than you think they should be. My brother's not someone who really gives over to anger much. Disgust, maybe. Not so much anger. And this cricket, we think it's in his closet. But like anything, and I love this about crickets, as soon as you turn on the light, they stop.
They stop,
right?
Yeah.
And they're not going to move, so they just stay camoed wherever it is they are. So it was three nights in a row during the summer. And I remember, he knocks on my door one night, wakes me up. I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Man, help me find this cricket." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And we walk in his room, and like, you hear this thing. Right? So I'm like, "All right, man." We turn on the light. Stops dead. Turn the light off. Fires back up again. Turn the light back on. We're digging through his closet. We're looking under his bed. I don't know where this cricket was. We can't find it. I'm like, "Look, I need to go back to bed. I don't know what to do to help you." He turns off his light. This thing fires up again. About 10 minutes later. It won't stop. All right. There's no break in this thing. It's just over and over. "Can I sleep in your room?" All right. I got bunk beds. He don't want to be in there. I don't want him in there, but I get the situation. Tells my father the next morning, like, "Hey, Dad, there's a cricket in my bedroom." He's like, "Well, just kill the goddamn thing." He's like, "We can't find it." My brother goes to bed. Obviously, our bedtime's earlier than our parents. We go to bed. I can tell when he's turned off his light, because he's up maybe 10 minutes longer than me, but I knew the moment he turned off his light, this cricket fires back up, right? And keep in mind, it doesn't make any sound during the day when there's daylight. Nothing. So this cricket goes off again. So we go upstairs and get my father. Father comes down, same, and it's the whole process again. Turns on the light, cricket's quiet. Turns off the light, cricket fires back up. Turn on the light, we dig through his bedroom again. We cannot find this cricket. My father's like, "Certainly, as much noise as we've made and as much stuff as we've moved around, this cricket has probably hopped out of your room." All right. Turn off the light. Boom, this thing is right back on. And we're like, "Jesus Christ." So now my father's getting frustrated. It's probably 20 minutes of us digging through his room, all this crap, found his porn magazines, which was a nice side thing.
Bonus.
Well, my father found them, so you just get a look, but nothing is said, and you don't have to throw them out. The time my mom found them, they're all gone. Anyway, turns off the light again. He's like, "Look, I don't know what to tell you. Just sleep out in the living room." So brother sleeps out in the living room. Night three. We go out there. He turns off his light. He's like, "Jesus Christ." And he's starting to lose his S. To me, it's kind of funny because I'm like, "This cricket like has it in for you, man. Like, it will not make a sound if the lights are on. And it does not make a sound if you're not in the room. So you can turn off his lights, leave the room. There's no sound from this cricket." I swear to God, as soon as he crossed the threshold of the door, cricket fires back up. Like, "You are not sleeping tonight, homie. It's just not going to happen." The fourth day, we finally found the cricket, and we only found it because it died of its own accord.
Yeah.
And it's like in the middle of his floor. This cricket was nowhere to be found, but when it dies, it's just like dead in the middle of the floor. He had never been so happy. Whatever.
Probably starved to death.
A year goes by. No one's given it a thought. I swear to God, that next summer, light goes off. There's another cricket. I'm like, this is unbelievable. My father's like, either deal with it or sleep somewhere else. I'm not trying to do this.
Or we can release a snake into your room.
Yes, or release a snake, yeah.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first, do we have time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
You know it.
It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and see how many you get right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
His name is James. Hello, James. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. James, welcome to the program. Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Are you in a plane that is crashing?
Jesus Christ, James, what is happening?
I am in downtown Tacoma. A fire truck is my bike.
Ah, okay. Ah,
okay, Tacoma. All right, here's what you got. You got the 10 best nuts. The nut authority. I've got to be careful here. It was National Nut Day, the kind that you eat, last week. And a poll asked people what their favorite type of nut is. Okay?
All right.
So if you like to nut and eat nuts, this is your category right here, James. Now we have the 10 best airlines in America. I will give you one because it's a regional character, so you're only going to have to guess nine. So, James, do you want to go airplanes or nuts?
Oh, give me some nuts.
I'll give you some nuts. All right, James. You know how the game is played. These are America's favorite nuts. Get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
All right, let's go salted peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay.
Right. So it's just the nut itself, because he said salted peanuts. It's not necessarily anything
honey
seasoned.
Wasabi. Right.
So it's the actual nut itself.
Correct. We're good now with beer nuts, any other kind of nuts you can think of. So peanuts is covered.
All right. How about cashews?
Ayo. Cashews. You know they're really not a nut, right?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
I
no.
Do you want to take? Do you want to take another guess based on the fact that cashews are not
I would say yes there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
I believe they're actually a fruit, not a nut.
No, they're actually number two on the list.
Peanuts are number two.
Yeah, peanuts are number three. Cashews are number two.
Because they're the nut of the fruit. They belong to an apple that is actually poisonous. You can't eat it.
Yeah, if you eat the apple, it'll kill you, but the seed or the nut of it is good.
Okay. All right, James.
How about almonds?
There you go.
Almonds. Let's see where they show up here. Where are almonds are number four. There we go. So you've got cashews number two, peanuts number three, and almonds number four.
How is this list designed to where it's kind of difficult for you to find the order there?
Is it just in paragraph form?
It is
in
paragraph
form. It's
in paragraph
form.
I'm doing my best.
Still have
I like me some pistachios. Let's do pistachios.
Pistachios, the number one nut.
Yes, oh, nice.
If you're a big nut fan.
Oh, yeah.
Pistachios are your nuts.
Do you think that it has anything? They've been on like their media blitz the last 5 or 6 years. Get cracking.
Pistachios. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've been all
over. Well, not only that, but they're delicious.
Right.
They are delicious.
I don't know why they're hurting, though. They deserve to be up there as far as at least the top five.
I think people just kind of forgot that they existed.
Here's the thing.
What?
Can you spell pistachio?
P-I-S. Hold on. Pistachio.
I just tried to do it on my list over here. I don't think I got it
right. Give me 1 second. Pistachio. All right. P-I-S-T-A-C-C-H-I-O?
C-H.
Just one CH.
Yeah, CH. Just one C.
It is just.
Oh, I did it wrong.
Oh, man.
I did it the exact same way you did, Steve.
Yeah.
All right, James, you got pistachios, cashews, peanuts, and almonds. You got the top four. There are six remaining. No strikes against you so far.
What about pecans?
Pecans are number seven.
I do like pecans,
as America's
man.
Favorite nuts. Yeah, they're fantastic.
I mean, every time I get them, they're like, I don't know, honey covered. They're always sweet.
Right.
And they are freaking delicious.
You don't get them in pie form. You actually do get them just straight up.
I will just eat them. My wife made the mistake of bringing home a bag of just like the sugar-coated pecans.
Right.
And between the two of us, we're like, I hope you did not want them for a recipe because they are gone.
Yeah. Hey, James, did you ever see the movie Best in Show?
Yes, I did.
The hunter, old farmer guy who's got the big old bloodhound. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy who loves all the nuts. I like peanuts. I like almonds, pistachios, cashews, pecans. Yeah. All right, you're halfway to home. You got five out of the 10. There are five nuts remaining.
What about walnuts?
What about walnuts? Walnuts are number five.
Really?
Yes, they are.
Sorry.
Pistachios, number one. Cashews, number two. Peanuts, three. Almonds are four. Five, walnuts.
To be fair with the list, Steve, we're kind of running out of nuts.
We are running out of nuts, but Mike, let me ask you this. When you were growing up, certainly Miles and I's generation, if you went to someone's house They had a bowl of nuts with the nutcracker, and there were always walnuts in it.
No, not us.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. Through
only,
the 70s,
only,
guaranteed.
Only during the holidays, there was roasted chestnuts, which might also be on there. But my grandfather always had a jar of planters.
Okay.
Okay.
James, I'm going to give you a hint here on one of these nuts as we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. All right, this is what this is what I would say is the most expensive nut, whether you find it in a cookie, whether
macadamia
you eat them
macadamia nuts, maybe
covered in chocolate, but very rarely are they just served as is.
Let's go macadamia nuts.
That is number 9, macadamia nuts, I believe, from Hawaii.
And James, you don't have to take my word on this, but I'm guessing hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts are not bad. Brazil nuts, maybe. I don't know how many people actually like them, but like I said, we're running out of
nuts. You have to shave them.
Let's go hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts, number 8.
Got it, bro.
Well, you can wax them.
Or at least wax Brazil nuts yesterday.
I am playing with this dumb button today.
Flapjacks. All right. Jesus. James, you've gotten 8 of the 10. There are 2 nuts remaining.
All right, now listen, from the text line, people say pine nuts. I know, Miles, you'll just eat them by the handfuls.
Yes, I will.
I use them in pesto.
Just hanging there waiting for you to grab them.
Somebody says the filbert nut.
Ooh.
What is a filbert nut?
I've had them before. I don't know.
I believe it or not, donuts, not a nut. Pine nuts. That is number 6, James. You've gotten all of the nuts except for one pair, and you have no strikes against you.
Ooh.
What does he got?
What else are Texas saying?
Oh, don't listen to them.
Well, right now, man, they had hazelnuts and pine nuts. They had macadamia nuts. The only other one that keeps coming up is the filbert. Unfortunately, like Miles said, donuts are not nuts.
These nuts are
not. Oh, yeah. You know what? Look, Christmas is coming up. I don't know any other time people eat chestnuts.
But I feel like they really get into them.
They show up, I feel like, in dishes that I order sometimes. Yeah. I don't ask for them, but there's a chestnut.
They show up in porn.
Chestnuts.
Ah, sorry. Number 11.
What was number 11?
Chestnuts.
I'm running out of nuts. I can't think of any more nuts.
I'm scared, Miles.
I'll tell you this,
hold on,
James.
Sunflower seeds count as
nuts. They do not.
Okay.
James, this has been mentioned. Someone has brought this up either through the text or their own suggestion. So this, we've spoke of these nuts before.
Can you shave them, Miles?
It depends on how you like it.
Okay.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Oh,
think about it. Nuts that you shave that are not on your body. They'll even put shaved in front of it.
Shaved peanuts. I have no idea.
Shaved peanuts.
No. These nuts represent a country.
Is
a specific country.
Is it a flavor
coconut?
Of...
No.
Coconut? Nah, James.
Oh, man.
There you go.
So 3 strikes.
I believe we were looking for the Brazil nut.
Brazil nut was number 10. That is correct. Followed by macadamia at 9, 8 hazelnuts, 7 pecans, pine nuts committed 6. At 5, we have walnuts, followed by almonds at 4, peanuts at 3, cashews at 2. America's favorite nut, that would be the pistachio.
Hey, oh.
Get cracked. Very cool. All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Men's Room.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
I don't know if you guys do this maneuver or not, but I do it. So when I'm snuggling with someone asleep, I don't know why I do this. If I have my hand or my arm over them, I shoot my forearm between their boobs.
You said you don't know why you do that. Let me explain.
Because
they have boobs.
Correct. I shoot them under there.
Yeah.
I'm in between the boobs. Even if it's hot and summery and they're sweating, the whole deal, all right?
But the boobs.
Now, I am naked again.
Correct.
Yeah. I shoot my hand through the boobs. So what do I do when I get in? The same thing I do when I get into bed every single time with my soon-to-be wife. I shoot my hand through her boobs. I cuddle up to her. I start falling asleep.
Did the boobs not feel different? Like, was there no...
That is what woke me up.
Really?
Yes.
The feel of
I mean,
the
just it just snapped me into reality. It wasn't, you know, you're somewhat semi-conscious. Obviously, I got up and walked to the bathroom, used it, went back in. When I laid down, I think I was rolled the other direction. Then when I finally, so I'd been there a little while.
Yeah.
Rolled over, asleep, shot my hand, did the boob move, shot the hand. And then I'm like, these are big. Like, I don't just work in my hand.
It was harder to get your hand through the
cleavage, normal. You know what I'm saying? Because they were so big and heavy. And then I was like, oh, God. And when I said, oh, God, I woke Ellen up. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I just went to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Did you have I just woke up erection, since they tend to go hand in hand?
Well, when I stood up, I was buck-ass naked.
Right.
You know, and... I'm sure you could see something. You know, I mean, it was a dark room, but I'm sure you could. I'm naked, man. Man, that morning, the next morning.
For some reason, too, your body seems to know if you've woken up for good, or if you're just doing that pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you just do the late night pee and then back in, you're not always
at attention.
Right. Yeah. So now my dilemma when I wake up. Do I tell my girlfriend that this happened, or do I wait and see if it's brought up first from the mother-in-law, so then I have to cop to it? Like, is this just one of those things
we
can just keep in the trust?
I would hop on the sword and get ahead of that one.
I would definitely get ahead of it. Not that you want to bring it up, but I don't want to risk that stepmom brings it up and then I have to act like, oh, yeah, yes, I was going to say something about that.
Right, correct.
I forgot.
Would you choose, Miles?
Well,
here's the moment. Does he just come clean, or does he wait for someone else to bring it up?
I think at that point in time, I started drinking coffee. I got up and made coffee. She comes in the kitchen. I'm like, I got to tell you something. So I tell her, and she's like, well, how did you know, what was going on? I was like, because of her boobs. I did the boob thing, honey. You know, like, you know me, man. And she's like, you shot your hand up through her boobs. I was like, yes. And she's like, and that's when you knew it wasn't me. And I'm like, yes. And she was... I mean, she gave me that look like... Do you think she remembers? Because she hadn't gotten up yet. I'm like, how could you not? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no way about it. But she never brought it up. So then,
did she ever give you like a wink or
no?
Like,
I mean,
good morning, Miles.
Like, I think
or
it was
anything weird.
In her
all,
mind,
right.
It was just going to be unspoken.
But now that said, it's one thing to
right
say
there.
Something.
I know,
is
but I didn't need to.
But it's one thing to say something's unspoken, and there's many unspoken moments in life, right? Whatever the situation might be. However, the other party involved in that thing that shall not be brought up, you still do the quick, one quick check of the eyes, right? It lasts 1/1,000,000,000 seconds, but you've communicated everything. We've all been there. Like, hey, we're not going to talk about this, but I haven't seen you in a few hours. We know it's on both of our minds. We know we're not going to bring up whatever it might be, but there's always at least one look. Did you even get the look? Just over the coffee mug. Just that one quick glance that says, I remember what happened last night.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Business as usual.
Okay.
All right.
Which to me was the odd part because I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Now, did you keep giving her weird looks? Like, waiting for her
no,
to give you the
weird
looks?
No, I wasn't giving weird looks. I was just like, all right, when are you going to pull the curtain back on this one?
Right.
You know, like, when's the show going to start? Because
I would throw. I'm shocked she never said anything to
nothing.
You.
Nothing.
Well,
nothing to me.
I don't think she would say anything to Miles. I think she would say something to her stepdaughter, right? Like,
you got
to
remember.
If it happened to me, I would not go up and be like, hey, just so you know, I remember you climbing into the bed and grabbing my junk. I might say something to my wife like, look, this happened last night. It happened with your mom. It was a mistake. You know.
Well, but you also, man, I'm a cuddler. So when I'm spooning up against somebody, I've got my junk like in between her cheeks.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're.
It's not just the hand that shot up through the boobs. There's more to this. You know, it's
right.
Just like I am.
You're Tetris.
I'm spooning with her
in
the area.
It's keeping warm.
And this is my father-in-law's wife. You know, and he's kind of a drunk.
Do you think she ever told him
with a temper?
I just know in my family, that would never have lasted.
What, the silence?
Just somebody, either the aunt or whoever you did this to, would have just been like, hey, Miles.
But the way your family does it, it would have been like, wait for everyone to sit down and break.
You have
correct.
To remember, you have to remember I am
Miles.
Or somebody would have waited like to get you alone. Because it happened to me once. Like, I was in my late 20s, blah, 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 stayed at somebody else. But like, it was like a month later, and her mother looked at me and was like, you can't hear a lot of things upstairs.
Oh.
I knew.
What did you do?
We clearly had sex upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And thinking that they had noticed. And the mother didn't bring it up that day.
Sure.
Like, it was like a month or two later. And we was just me and her in her kitchen. And I was like, that's weird. I didn't know you could hear so much. And she just kind of went, you can hear a lot of things up there. And I was like, all right.
Oh, it was just the two of you?
Yeah.
Oh, does that make it better or worse? Would it be better also, if the girl were there? She kind of like, okay.
Maybe if I was officially invited into the Smiths. At that point in time, I was not married.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To my wife. So maybe I'm just a guy that, you know what I mean, won't be there in the family.
But did you think about it every time you saw her after that?
Absolutely.
Because you can't not,
absolutely.
Right? Like the day you get married and there's the stepmom and you're like, I have touched those boobs and felt that.
Okay, for an example.
I'm shocked you never told the story.
Three or four years ago, her father had passed on. Now, he was no longer with Ellen.
All right.
So, you know, they've been divorced for a few years. But as soon as she said, hey, I got some news for you. Just want you to know that my dad passed on and all that stuff. The first thing I thought about was sticking my hand. Not about the fact that he died.
Right.
No sorrow. Nothing like, oh, that's a shame. Like, oh, man. That's
big boob down.
That's a bummer. I was just thinking to myself, I shot my hand through his wife's boobs when I was asleep and have a junk on her butt.
Yeah. Like,
that's the only thing that came to mind. Like, that was the legacy.
But I think that's the only thing that's ever going to come to mind.
Because it was just like, it was so.
If you saw her now, I guarantee your first thought, even if you're like, oh, I haven't seen it in a while, the thought is, I touched those big flappy boobs.
You're also a lot nicer than I am. I would have made her sleep on the fold-out couch. I would have kept my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to sleep on the fold-out couch. But if someone's older than me and they're visiting, like, all right. You know, and keep in mind, I'm dating, well, it's her stepdaughter, but still, like, you have to be a gentleman.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Oh, here she is.
All right, let me see.
She doesn't look bad.
But you can't tell she has big boobs.
No. I wonder if she's still in New Jersey. Maybe I'll call her up.
Hey, it's me,
Camden. Yeah, Rutgers. Yeah, there she is. Yeah. Still there. I mean, she's not ugly. She's blonde. Big
she's not. She's fine. Yeah.
Just,
well, you dated her daughter.
No, I know.
You married her daughter.
Yeah, stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter,
still.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know about that one.
Do you feel anything on the front side?
I'm...
That's the real question. Like, you can ask, look, put it this way. I've met a lot of women in my life. Maybe they went braless that day, whatever, but they lean over, you see the boobs. You chuckle about that. But I feel like if my hand touched the mossy cottage, my hand touched the
good
stuff.
I didn't go in the front.
That's a different.
No.
Okay, you're doing it wrong.
No, I'll just
move. And you're going for the boobs. Huh?
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef it out. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's great to see everybody here. Oftentimes, food is a mainstay in TV shows and film alike.
Sure.
I just got done watching Black Rabbit. Highly recommend.
There's also The Bear.
Apparently,
restaurant shows are all the rage. Then there's what, Food Network?
Yeah, you had Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations.
Mm-hmm. Who's the guy that screams profanity all the time?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
So these are just the 16 greatest food scenes in the history of Hollywood.
All right.
They're pretty, I'd say, iconic. Some of them, the food's the most important part. Some of it's just a good scene.
Okay. Right.
How about you tell us what was going on?
And we'll guess the movie.
We'll try to guess the movie.
Okay. Two people drinking milkshakes.
No Country for Old Men.
No.
Damn it.
Drinking milkshakes.
Two people drinking milkshakes. And that's...
Is that When Harry Met Sally?
$5 for a milkshake? Oh.
Is it a mob movie?
No, but he's an Italian guy.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Pulp Fiction.
Ow!
See, I would go Kahuna Burger.
Throw Mama from the Train. Such a good guess.
Pulp Fiction might show up again on this list. Right.
Oh, yeah.
As they say, right, it's just the whole thing. It's Pulp Fiction. Vincent Vega is completely blown away by the fact someone would pay $5 for a milkshake. I got to try that. Also, a good reminder, kids, don't do heroin.
Side note.
Ted's right.
All right, now this is the one I wouldn't expect Mike to get.
All right.
It's a classic film. It's not a vacation film.
All right.
Man, nobody's ever done it. They're outdoors.
Nobody's ever done
That's
it.
A giant hit.
What's his name? Hey, get no respect. What's his face?
Ronnie Dangerfield?
Back to School?
Jesus, man. I thought you guys would know this.
No.
The old 96er. In the Great Outdoors?
I don't know if I remember that.
I don't remember it as well as you do. I know
John
I've seen
Candy?
It. Right.
He goes in there and he's like, kind of like your story with the Dagwood. They go in that restaurant and he's like, I'll get the 96er. And they're like, ooh, nobody's done it. And it's like this whole challenge.
Oh, right, yeah.
Does he do it?
And then the chef's like, and the gristle.
Right, that's
like,
right.
Not the fat. He's got to eat the fat. They're like, eat the fat. The old 96er. Yeah, I thought you'd two be all over that one. This one, I don't know. I never saw this movie. So I'll just give you a hint. The Flounder Girl is in it.
Flounder Girl. Halibut Chick, Amy Taylor-Joy. What's her name?
Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy,
the Flounder Chick.
Is that The Menu?
It is The Menu, Mike.
I actually just saw that recently.
Is that all the one they're on the island?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a psychological horror film based around their obsessions tied to fine dining and three Michelin experiences.
I did watch that movie.
It was an interesting watch.
It wasn't great, wasn't bad, but...
Yeah.
So they say the whole scene with the cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's a weird movie, but I won't give anything away.
Flounder. You called her a halibut.
Well, someone had said she looks like a halibut, but once you said the Flounder Girl, I'm like, okay, she looks like a fish. A sexy fish, Mike.
All right, again, this is an older movie. This guy's a legendary actor, legendary scene.
Paul Newman, Cool Hand Luke.
Boom!
All right.
How did you know that already?
Because he said legendary actor, so that narrows it down. You got Redford, Newman, Nicholson, whatever. And then I'm like... Paul Newman eating all those freaking boiled eggs.
Oh, right? I thought he was eating his own line of product.
No, he's eating 50 eggs.
Yeah. Try the salad dressing. It's
right.
Amazing.
It could have been any number, right? 25, 30, 35. Luke just thought, I could eat 50 eggs. But somebody said, nobody can eat 50 eggs. Then he specific to the hour as the time limit. And basically, he was just like, no, I'm going to do this.
And he ate 50 eggs.
He did. This one should be a pretty easy hint. Again, we're going over 16 famous foods and films. Fra ra 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 ra.
Oh, damn it. Which movie was that? Hang on. Man, if you did that now, people lose their freaking mind. I cannot. It was a comedy. I cannot think of the movie. God.
Christmas Story.
Yes. Yes.
After the dogs eat all the turkey and everything, they go to the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Oh, my God. They have duck. And he, remember the guy, he's like, sing the song. And they keep saying, it's not rah-rah-rah, it's la-la-la.
Right. No, like,
it's in the movie, folks.
Right.
I don't kill the messenger.
All right.
Simply the messenger here. You know, you're right. When I say it out loud, it sounds much, much worse. let's see. Has anybody seen Birds of Prey?
No.
Mike?
Birds? All right. No.
Harley Quinn and the BEC sandwich?
Nope. Don't know.
Yeah. Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich devolving into a chase. Basically, I don't know. It's an iconic scene for an otherwise forgettable film.
Okay.
Forgettable film.
Yes. Thurl brought this one up earlier. Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, noodle sucking.
Yeah. The spaghetti. I always forget. Like, I always think she's the tramp, but it's not.
Right. And the tramp is just like a occasionally employed person.
Yeah.
Oh. I know, when you think of a tramp, you say like a tramp stamp, right?
So
you think,
yeah.
Well, it makes sense then in its other context.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, this one disgusts me. I don't know. You two should know this for sure.
Alive.
No, well, no, they eat the butt first. I remember that. It's a legendary franchise.
All right.
He's always discovering stuff. He's going to other places.
Indiana Jones?
Quickly down under.
Snakes for Dinner. Indiana Jones.
I don't remember Snakes
Temple
for Dinner.
Temple of Doom.
Oh.
Yeah. They serve like live snakes hidden underneath another dish.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Why do I not remember that scene?
I don't remember.
Meta Jones! I remember that.
Well, that's always kind of a thing in Indiana Jones, right?
That snakes always pop up, right?
But he hates them.
He hates them amazingly, yeah.
Yeah.
In real life, he's like, they don't bug me at all.
Oh, really?
He's that guy. Yeah, he's like, snakes, spiders, none of that stuff bugs him. But Indiana Jones, like, hates all that stuff.
Which is weird, digging around all those temples and stuff.
Yeah, you would think, like, if snakes freak you out, maybe don't be an archaeologist in
Correct.
The jungle.
Now, here's a movie I've never seen, but Matilda and the Chocolate Cake.
I'm assuming they eat a chocolate cake.
Yeah, they say one of the great, one
but
of the ten great.
Oh,
mouths.
Matilda. Okay, so she is, she's a housekeeper.
All right.
All right. And she is employed, so to speak, by the house masters.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman is a complete bitch. So she basically makes her a little cake bun after taking a crap in it.
Oh,
and then
wow.
serves it to her and
no,
lets her eat it. Is
no,
that the wrong movie?
That is the complete.
Yeah. What is it? The Help? Is that The Help?
Did you just make that up?
No, that's The Help.
No, Mike's this like, was chocolate cake. They say it, the scene
it
alone.
It was a punishment.
Caused 10% increase in chocolate cake sales oh, nationwide.
That's so that's probably not it.
That's no. The Help.
What happened to Matilda?
She didn't eat no poop?
No. Oh, this is a kid's movie.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
It's got, okay. So.
I'd put that in a kid's movie.
What? Oops, wrong movie. My bad, kid.
Sorry.
No, what happened?
She's been listening since she was two.
No, there is a terrible, terrible woman. There is a woman that's a complete bitch in the movie, Miles of Trenchville. But she has this big old cake. There's this kid that's a little bit on the portlier side
right.
who sneaks a bite of
Husky.
The cake. Husky, thank you. Sneaks a bite of the cake. And then the punishment is that, you know, I don't know if it's a school. I don't know what it is. But all the kids have to stand there and line up and wait for this one kid that took the bite. They put them out there right in front of everybody and make them eat the entire cake.
Yeah. Okay.
So no one pooped in the cake.
It was The Help after she eats and okay. she goes, eat my ass.
Right.
Well, that's The Help. I told you the movie's called Matilda.
I know. I just, for whatever reason, I got them confused.
Just widely different films.
I know that. I can see that now.
Yeah, I see that now.
Number 7 on this list. We brought it up a little bit earlier. Fake Orgasm.
Oh, when Harry Met Sally.
Yes.
They're a famous Cat's Deli. Cat's Deli is awesome. I know you can get their stuff shipped out, too, if you're ever looking into it.
The original title was When Sally Revealed She's Harry.
Yeah, and when you go into Cat's Deli, they have a sign.
Of course.
If you're that big of a fan, you could sit in that booth if you want to.
But you have to fake orgasm.
Right. And if you like Jewish delis, just heads up. You don't want to fly to New York, go to Palm Springs, go to Sherman's.
Right. Also, you can get it on Gold Belly.
Ooh.
Cat's you can.
Yes.
Not Sherman's.
Whatever.
All right. Another Tarantino movie. This one is a good one about killing Nazis.
Inglourious Basterds.
All right. Correct. The strudel scene. Remember
oh,
where she,
God, yeah.
Right, she's sitting there. She comes face to face with Hans Lander, her tormentor, and the man she's out to extract revenge on. And as I say, it's dripping with tension from start to finish. And I love he orders the strudel.
He is so awesome in that.
And then, right, and he's like, oh, you got to put the cream on it and this and that. I know that guy's a good actor.
He's a
I have
very
seen
good
him
actor.
In other films. Yeah. But he is so good at being an evil Nazi and a glorious bastard.
Like, that's the first time I'd ever seen him.
Right, so it's hard. It took me a while to be like...
He's a very good... He plays nice guys, too, but man.
Sometimes.
If that's your introduction to him, you're like, wow.
Why is that pipe so big? this one's kind of fun. These are famous food scenes from movies. A goofy movie. They're eating pizza.
Oh, not poop.
Jesus. we're talking about Tarantino. He shows up again. He loves food and feet. Everybody should know that.
Kahuna Burger.
Kill Bill.
The Kahuna Burger Kahuna. From Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Mm. That is a tasty burger. Basically, it's just Samuel L. Jackson. They say, made a career off this scene alone, killing it from start to finish. And yeah. It is a great scene.
Mm-hmm. He was awesome in that movie.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see Hook?
Peter, I never saw it.
Yeah. So Peter and the Lost Boys, they have that famous meal where he kind of figures out, like, that's what they're doing. So it's not actually there, but they're eating it. But in the film, they add, like, color and stuff.
Okay.
So it's kind of legendary. A movie called Chef, the grilled cheese. If you're looking for a serious scene, it's simply impossible to watch this clip without craving a grilled cheese. For those who paired grilled cheese at home, the scene offers up everything they'll ever need to know. And then one of my famous movies, gangster movie. It's a very specific scene. They've all gotten locked up.
Is it Goodfellas when they're making the sauce?
Goddamn right. Good call, Miles.
Is it?
Sundays
and they
in
pooped
prison.
In the sauce.
Gotta slice that garlic.
That's exactly the picture with the razor thin.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in stuff, and it's Sundays in prison, and that's what Italians do on the East Coast, right? You that's get right. together, you got to make gravy or whatever. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, zero poop in the food.
No fecal
no
matter.
Oregano.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know Matilda.
I highly recommend
she
you rent it tonight.
In the cake. No, she didn't.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Shout out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Austin, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Austin. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our Men's Room poll, you can do one. You doing wheelies? Walking a high wire, doing a backflip, or juggling?
I'm thinking backflip on this. Never able to do it. Both sides too tall.
Okay.
The coordination's just horrible.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
I feel like you'd be right on the borderline of pulling it off. All right. Mm-hmm. Your question, which Detroit-based car brand that is not Ford introduced the popular Roadmaster model in the 1930s? And I want to say they reintroduced it. What's that?
Chrysler?
General Motors?
Buick.
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 I've said this before, but a family friend of ours, the eye fell off, and it was just a buck. He just thought it was the greatest thing ever.
That is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What kind of animal is Shere Khan from The Jungle Book?
A jaguar.
Baboon?
Tiger.
A baboon. Who would name a baboon Shere Khan? Obviously, it's a tiger, Miles.
Have you seen The Jungle Book?
No.
You know, I've never seen it.
No.
What?
I've seen Rikki Tikki Tavi, which I only found out recently was kind of a spinoff from The Jungle Book.
Huh. But our day didn't have Disney movies.
It was out then.
Well, it was out, but it was like
Disney. But you had to go to the theater.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing.
Or Sunday night, Wide World, or
Wonderful World of Disney?
Yeah.
Was it Wonderful World of Disney?
Yeah.
All right. Wide World of Disney.
Right.
All right, your question. In 1976, who was the first woman to become a national network news co-anchor?
Oh, man.
She struggled to say her own name.
I was about to say, my dad loved making fun of her name.
God, help me. Means I will.
She was on The View for a number of years.
Oh, yeah. I think she started.
Oh, is it Goldberg?
No.
Baba Wawa.
Baba Wawa. Hello, I'm Baba Wawa's. You know Whoopi Goldberg's real name? Slappy Goldstein. Most people don't know that. All right. Yeah, Slappy Goldstein. But she's like, that's ridiculous. No one's going to buy that, so I'm going to go buy Whoopi Goldberg instead. All right, your question. What snack is the character Tallahassee searching for in the movie Zombieland?
Oh, it's a Twinkie.
Yes.
Knew that.
I was going to give a clue and say it's the same snack that an 8-year-old Miles would break into someone's house and eat in the middle of the night.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
They were bigger then, and they were better.
Hello, Twinkie. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on?
Hola.
John, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, John, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you can do one. You doing wheelies, walking a high wire, doing a backflip, or juggling?
Let's go with the high wire.
High wire.
All right.
Like it.
I want to be able to do all four at once. Like, do a wheelie on a high wire while juggling, and then I'll do a backflip. And then I'll die.
Yes.
All right. Your question. Ryan Gosling, or as Ted would say, goddamn good-looking Ryan Gosling, he claims to have turned down the opportunity to join what boy band?
NSYNC.
Backstreet.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Really?
Because he's down there in Orlando. He was on the Mickey Mouse Club with Timberlake and Britney.
Now, I did not see the Barbie movie, but I guess the big thing is he sings what? I'm Just Ken or some crap like that?
Yeah.
It's I'm Just a Ken.
I'm Just a Ken. But does he sing well? Like, I've heard snippets of it.
It's not bad.
And I'm like, it's not bad.
He's not a singer, so it's not bad.
That's what I mean. If you're going to join the Backstreet Boys, you just would figure you would sing better. He doesn't sing poorly. He's kind of like, he's not tone deaf, but he's still singing karaoke. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's the vibe I got.
Usually the boy bands, they can all sing. There's usually one or two that are really good. Another guy's kind of filling the harmony.
Unless it's a black boy band, in which case the important guy's a guy. Comes like this, man. Does a little spoken word. Girl,
you know it's true.
I love you so much. Go ahead, do it, Ted.
I mean, you're right. I think that's part of every Boys to Men song.
Yeah, the song.
Hey, girl. You know it's true.
Lay down on my bare skin rug.
I want you back.
I never should have treated you that way, girl. All right. Your question.
You need one guy to do the high note.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry about White Jackie.
All right, your question. Which of the Beatles was the oldest?
Ringo.
That is correct. Who looks the youngest?
That's still alive.
Credit to the guy. He's still touring.
Older, like Paul McCartney looks his age, right?
He still looks good.
I mean, sort of.
He's alive. He's still touring. He still doesn't look bad considering he's in his 80s.
Look, man, nothing against the guy. I don't know that he looks good.
Ringo just, he looks exactly the same.
I think Ringo might have dyed his beard and hair over
years. Sure. That's not what I'm going on. You'd have gray hair. I'm saying, look at Paul McCartney's face, and you're like, were you submerged underwater for 40 minutes? I mean, like, what is going on, brother?
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
But we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 45-year-old Kim Kardashian, best known for being a vapid bag of butt. Well, in spite of that, Kim, as you probably know, she's actually been studying to become a lawyer in the state of California, inspired by, to her credit, the mistreatment or misrepresentation of certain parts of the population, right? Got to her about 3 years ago, and I want to say she's kind of dedicated herself to following through. So for the last few years, she has been on a mission, studying for the bar exam, hoping to follow in her father's footsteps. Well, she announced over the weekend that she successfully failed the bar. Now, look, no one is surprised except Kim herself. And I'm not toasting her or making fun of her for her failure. We're toasting her for who Kim blames for her failure. That's right, not her lack of studying, maybe just getting it wrong, as many people do when they take the bar. She's blaming her family's team of psychics. That is correct. This is her quote. Quote, all of the effing psychics that we have met with and we're obsessed with, all are effing full of S. They all collectively, maybe four of them, have told me I was going to pass the bar. So they're all pathological liars. Don't believe anything they say. Unquote. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Kim Kardashian, who's studying to be a lawyer, that, hey, turns out the psychics might be lying to her and just taking her money.
Crazy.
And that's what it took her to figure out when she didn't pass the bar after four psychics told her that she's going to pass the bar. Maybe she'll ignore him next time, and I don't know, study. We'll leave it up to her. But she says she will try again. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola de chola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.